Portions of the Midwest were a bit drier over the past 24 hours, and it looks like we're going to see a little bit of snow fall across northern portions of the region now for the next couple of days. A little Alberta Clipper, as they call it, is moving into the upper parts of the Midwest this morning, and that's been producing some snow across a part of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas. That storm system will be working its way across the Great Lakes region as we move forward in time, and is likely to lay down some additional snow, but the system is going to be relatively weak as it progresses across these areas. A dusting upwards to 2 inches will occur most often. I think a lot of places will see an inch or less. The greatest precipitation potential and snowfall will likely occur from central Wisconsin into northern portions of Michigan. In some of those areas, we'll see at least 2 to 4 inch accumulations and something a little bit greater. So that's outside of the primary Midwestern crop region, but it's something to take note of, I suppose. There'll be some northerly breezes occurring across a big part of the Midwest over the next 2 days as colder air pours into the region. This cold air mass, though, is not as impressive looking as that which occurred across the region earlier this month. Temperatures will get below zero, though. Don't want to make it seem like it's not going to be a significant event, but we will see those sub-zero readings occurring as far south as portions of Iowa as well as Wisconsin. And we'll expect to see the temperatures in the rest of the Midwest dropping out somewhere into the range of teens and a few single-digit readings. Now, most of those upper single-digit readings are going to be limited to the northern parts of the region, probably impacting areas from southern Iowa, northern Illinois, into parts of Michigan, and I doubt serious we'll see that occur too often. Most likely the coldest mornings are going to be in a couple of different waves. The first will probably occur Saturday and Sunday. The second will probably occur after a reinforcing shot of cold air arrives, and that may be sometime around Wednesday of next week. I think in both cases, we won't see too many locations across the Midwest. They'll be much colder than the teens and a few lower 20s. Afternoon temperatures across the region are expected to start off rather pleasant, with readings today running mostly in the 30s and 40s, with some 50-degree readings from portions of Kansas into the Ohio River Valley. There might be a few spots in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota that will stay in the teens this afternoon. Tomorrow, the cooler air will overspread a larger portion of the Midwest, and probably our coolest day will be Saturday. We'll look for highs then in the teens and 20s across northern parts of the Midwest, while 20s, 30s, and even some 40s will occur in the south. We'll look for a brief period of warming to occur on Sunday into Monday, but turn right around to bring that reinforcing shot of cold air into the region as we work our way into the early to middle part of next week. Precipitation prospects across the Midwest outside of the little snow event that I mentioned previously are really not all that impressive. A little dusting of snow will occur as the colder air settles into the region, but it's not going to accumulate very well. And we'll have to wait until warmer air starts to flow back into the Midwest for our next significant precipitation event. That may occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week, with a storm system expected to form in the Delta and parts of Missouri and work its way east northeastward through Ohio and Michigan. Moisture totals with that event are probably not going to be real impressive, but maybe running anywhere from a tenth to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, with a few locations maybe getting something a little bit greater. And it will probably occur as a rain event with a little freezing rain initially, and then perhaps switching over to some snow as it finishes out and exits the region towards the morning on Tuesday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.